In My Day, Russell Baker. At the age of 80, my mother had her last bad fall, and after that, her mind wandered free through time. Some days she went to weddings and funerals that had taken place half a century earlier. On others, she presided over family dinners cooked on Sunday afternoons for children who were now gray with age. Through all this, she lay in bed, but moved across time, traveling among the dead decades with a speed and ease beyond the gift of physical science.
"Where's Russell?" she asked one day when I came to visit at the nursing home. "I'm Russell," I said.
She gazed at this improbably overgrown figure out of an inconceivable future and promptly dismissed it.
"Russell's only this big," she said, holding her hand palm down 2 feet from the floor.
That day, she was a young country wife in the backyard with a view of hazy blue Virginia mountains behind the apple orchard, and I was a stranger old enough to be her father. Early one morning, she phoned me in New York.
"Are you coming to my funeral today?" she asked.
It was an awkward question with which to be awakened.
"What are you talking about, for God's sake?" was the best reply I could manage.
"I'm being buried today," she declared briskly, as though announcing an important social event.